This video is only going to help you if you relate to this exact experience of being in school and your teacher being at the front of the class, you know, writing something on the whiteboard or speaking, teaching you something, and you're just unable to focus. Someone is telling you something and it's like your own brain is just thinking about something that's completely irrelevant. For me, I used to be in class and I wanted to learn. I wanted to be able to get high grades. I knew how much my parents cared about that, but I just couldn't stay focused or present. It's like my own brain would be thinking about video games and the girl that I had a crush on instead of the work that needed to be doing. And when I'd be speaking to people, especially if it was a bit more of like an anxiety inducing situation, like speaking to more popular people, again my brain would just be like farting and, like, you know, just like flying off elsewhere into 10 different directions. There was times when my parents would be shouting at me, you know, for like 5 minutes straight, 10 minutes I've misbehaved in whatever way, and again, as I would be staring at their face and they're shouting at me and telling me lessons and, you know, telling me off, it's like I wouldn't even be able to stay present. When I'd be doing work, you know, I've got homework or I've got this book that I'm trying to read, I wouldn't be able to stay present. I look back at those times when I was in high school and university, and I think about how much of my life experience was so deteriorated because my brain wasn't able to stay focused or present through like the important times, like relationships and learning and work. If I could go back and change just one thing, the thing that I'd change is actually my diet. Not to try and get, you know, like healthier or not to try and, you know, build a better physique, but I didn't realize how much of an impact of what you eat causes on your brain and your ability to be like present and focused and basically clear-headed. I didn't realize how much brain fog comes from basically like most people's diets. Unless you're on an extreme diet right now, I promise you, you are not even at like 50% of your brain's power. That should like really excite you when you think about how important knowledge work is, how important being like an intellectual who's like a great thinker and speaker is in the modern day. That's like one of the most important things you could possibly have, right? We don't make money from physical labor anymore. No one makes money from like their body anymore. The most successful people all make money entirely from their intellect. So if I'm telling you that you might be able to get 50% more of your brain's power, you should be fucking listening to this. The diet that I would get on that would harness that last 50% of my brain is the carnivore diet, or at least, you know what, at least keto. I would go on to low / no carbs, and I would not be eating the same kind of food that most people eat. I would not be eating pasta, rice, bread, chocolate, all of like this sugary bullshit, these carbs, because I've done the experimentation myself and I've realized just how much not being on keto fucks up my brain, that now I stay on that. I stay on either keto, you know, ketosis, where you basically just have fat and protein, or I even go more strict than that and I go on to carnivore, and that's where you literally just eat meat. You hearing this right now for the first time, you might actually think that's weird as fuck. I'm telling you, my diet is literally just meat. You might think to yourself, wait, he means other things as well. He means like meat with rice. No. I'm not talking about chicken and rice. I'm not talking about chicken and pasta or some shit. I'm talking about just chicken. I'm talking that I literally just eat meat. I'll add in a little bit of fruit before a workout. Like, so for example, I'm about to go to the gym. My friends are coming and I had 3 dates, which is about 180 calories. I'll have a little bit of fruit before the gym. Fine. But other than that, for the rest of the day, I don't have carbs. I won't have the pasta, bread or anything like that in any restaurant. Even if they give it to me in a restaurant, even if I'm on like an airplane, I don't have that because I know that that stuff tastes nice. But at least for me, I don't know the real science behind it, but for me, it gives me such bad brain fog that like I can't even explain to you like how emotional it gets me, because I've realized how much of life I've missed out on when I've always been in this hazy state where like I've basically been mindless through life, unable to connect with other people because it's like my brain's just slow as fuck. Now that I'm on a low carb diet, it's like my brain is so much quicker that I'm able to be like sharp and witty and connect with people, and I'm able to meet someone and actually genuinely have like a really good connection because I'm present with them. I'm able to sit down and to read and to work with a clear mind and a really sharp intellect. If I was on keto or carnivore when I was younger, I would have been reading books. I would have been 13 years old and really, because I've always enjoyed reading, and I get so sad when I think about like I didn't read for most of my life, like read books, because I just couldn't fucking read. Like if you relate to this, where for example you want to read, you grab a book and you start reading like one sentence sentence, two sentence, and it's like you randomly just start like indulging in a memory about something else, or you start like almost having like an argument in your mind that you want to say to this one person. Basically, your brain is just flying off everywhere and you're trying to focus on this book, then you have to like reread the same sentence. If you relate to that, just trust me when I say most likely it's actually your diet causing this. And just try like the keto diet for a few days, where basically you have no carbs. It sounds like really unhealthy, but you're like, if you try it for a few days and you realize your brain's really sharp, your body feels healthy, then by all means, it means that you're aligned to this. There's some people out there who go onto keto or carnivore, they feel terrible, they feel so much better when they have like pasta or rice or something. Fine, I don't know about that. Like, I don't know why this, like, you know, differences in people. It actually enrages me. Because you already know this, the food industry is like a billion or even trillion dollar industry. And there's people, evil people, whose full-time job is to make foods as addictive as possible without the concern of a human being's health. These are like nutritionists and like weird fucking scientists that companies will employ that will create substances, like literally chemicals, that they'll put over our food, like flavorings and sweeteners, to make it more addictive so that we're more likely to buy it, even though a lot of these like chemicals are often seen as harmful. They find ways around it. Like, if you've done research into the food industry, you've seen the bakwas that happened with sugar and salt in the last 100 years, where basically scientists were paid thousands of dollars, only thousands, that's the worst part. They were paid thousands, not millions, not billions, thousands of dollars to publish studies like 100 years ago to say that sugar was actually healthy and salt and fat were unhealthy. And that's where the American food pyramid came from. That's where all of our like food guidelines have come from. It's basically like liar scientists who were bribed for just thousands of dollars to lie to the entire world and literally cause millions, even a billion deaths of good human beings who went sick and fat because of like the bullshit that we went through. Like, you remember, over like most of our lives, there's been like a war on salt and on fat, right? You've seen all the bakwas when you go into the store and there's like half the shit in there says low fat. Why the fuck would a human ever want a low fat diet? That's all we're supposed to fucking eat. Fat and protein is definitely like 100% what humans have ate for all of our existence so far. We've ate meat. That's it. That's the one thing we can guarantee as part of a natural human diet, is that we ate meat. From the times that we were hunters, from the times that we were in the ice age and there was no plants available, the only thing that we can say for certain that humans ate was meat. Over the last few decades, dickhead nutritionists, dickhead fitness YouTubers have been pushing off this message, telling people to go and eat fucking Pop-Tarts as long as it fits your fucking macros. Fuck you. Fuck these dickhead new age YouTubers. Fuck these dickhead weird scientists who have literally poisoned millions or even billions of fucking people, made them sick, gave them cancer, gave them metabolic syndrome, and then fuck them further for then lying to us and saying that it was salt and fat and like the natural things that we have in our diets. Your parents, like your mother's still I'm trying not to be disrespectful, but your mother's still ignorant as fuck, and she tells you to put less salt on your food, doesn't she? You go to the kitchen right now, go and have a look in the fridge. Guarantee there's some low-fat bullshit in there. And every day she has like a sugary treat because you've got to enjoy your life a little bit. They've literally shortened your mother's lifespan. And she won't listen to you because she'll listen to the fat doctor instead. Fat doctor can literally not even do 5 fucking burpees. He can't even do 15 push-ups. He literally cannot even run a mile. You want to try something? You're probably on your computer or your phone right now. Try something right now alongside me. I'm going to do it as well. Go onto Google, like open a new tab. Search for Minister of Health and look at the images. This is what you see. The Minister of Health of different countries is a morbidly obese, ugly looking person who's probably been on a low protein diet for the last 10, 20 years. She's 200 and maybe 300 fucking pounds. This is the German one, this big fucking walrus looking girl. And she's the one giving health advice to her, the people in her country. If you knew like your doctor's fitness level, the doctor that's been manipulating your mother through his perceived status and his fucking little certificate on the wall that says that he studied, he can't even run for 1 fucking mile. It's so interesting that these days, someone like me, who is the beacon of fucking health, where I am literally an athlete, if you put me against 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 human beings, I'll probably come in the top 10 for fitness. There'll be other athletes. Like, I'm not saying I'm like, you know, the best in the world. There'll be other like athletes who are way, but way better than me, by all means amazing for them. But in terms of like just general population health and fitness, I'm probably in the top one percentile or the top 1% of the entire fucking globe. And it's interesting that if I give you advice on health and fitness, it seems crazy because what I say is what these like people inside of the system disagree with. They tell you that eggs cause spikes in your cholesterol. I tell you to eat 10 eggs a day. Don't eat them. Go and follow the advice of these fat, modern, new age people and see how you feel. Then follow my advice. Just one day, eat 10 eggs. And when you wake up the next day, your dick's gonna be fucking hard. Guarantee it. Eat 10 eggs today. Just 10. Just try this. Literally just one day is not going to kill you, right? No matter how much fucking bullshit they've told you, one day is not going to kill you. Eat 10 eggs today and see what happens when you wake up tomorrow. Your dick's going to be so fucking hard compared to normal because this is the type of shit that we're supposed to be eating. We're supposed to have a high fat, high cholesterol diet. You've heard this bullshit about cholesterol. Turns out it was an entire fucking scam. Nowadays, the newest research that's actually coming out about cholesterol is that it's super fucking healthy and it's basically like just a fucked up metric because Oreo cookies, you know, fucking sugary little biscuits, they lower your cholesterol. When you have high cholesterol, these fat, lazy fucking doctors will look to your mother, say that she's sick, and give her drugs that lower her cholesterol, which also have side effects, which means that she will have a worse sex life with your father. And it turns out that Oreo cookies, fucking cookies, like biscuits, like sugary biscuits, lower cholesterol more than the fucking medication that they've been giving out to people. How doesn't that fucking blow your mind to think about how fucked the entire space is? How can you take advice from this fucking woman? Look at her. How can you take advice from these people? You're looking at a fucking athlete right now. I'm telling you how I live, and your own brain is going to be disagreeing with me because it sounds crazy that this young guy is like disagreeing with the fat evil doctors who are educated but stupid as fuck. Don't listen to me blindly. Just try what I say. 10 eggs a day. Steaks every single day. The type of diet that vegans and vegetarians would be pissed off at. This is now gonna make me sound like crazy, but I have a Sikh friend, and me and him talked about conspiracy theories recently, and he said Sikhs have potentially been lied to by Western or, like, you know, a different culture. Basically, there's two kinds of Sikhs. The Sikhs is like a religion, right? There's like the strong warrior kind, and there's also the new modern day Sikh who's like a vegetarian. And my friend was telling me, like, he's been this sort of vegetarian guy for so long, up until he started to see conspiracy theories that the Sikh warriors were told to then become vegetarian by potentially like Western powers, or, you know, whoever like their potential enemy is, to make them weaker. Basically, a strong culture was subverted to be weaker through the implementation of a vegetarian diet. Now, I don't know, like, the real, like, you know, truth behind conspiracy theories or whatever a religion believes or something, but I just found that really interesting that a culture could potentially be subverted by a different tribe by secret messaging telling them to become vegetarians. Because who's stronger, a vegetarian or a meat eater? We don't need any extra information. The meat eater is stronger. It's as simple as that. Done. Imagine, this is just a weird conspiracy theory, which is going to make me sound crazy, but imagine if your country right now, let's say, okay, we live in the West, right? Well, I live in the West. Vegetarianism and veganism is climbing heavily. Imagine if that's actually propagated by a different strong society that's basically subverting that message into here, because we know that's happening, right? Like, this is a separate point, and you probably now are starting to think I'm crazy as fuck, but we know that China is subverting the West with TikTok and with algorithms that promote degeneracy and basically softcore child porn. That's actually a fact. Like, these days, if you haven't seen it already, if you go onto Instagram, sometimes you actually see that there's Chinese propaganda on Instagram, and it's got like a security flair saying that this is actually like potentially Chinese propaganda. We literally are being subverted as we speak right now by other strong countries that are infiltrating the minds of the people in the country that they want to take over. Because if you're just going to have an all-out war with a strong country, it's a bloodbath. Everyone loses. But if you wait 20 years and you tell that other strong country that feminism's a good thing, that women should have a lot of sex with whoever they want, that everyone should become vegan and be on a low protein, low fat diet. What you're doing is making it basically destroying the culture till they're handicapped on their needs. Come in and just fucking execute each one. Now, I probably sound like a fucking crazy, like, conspiracy theorist. This was just about, like, you know, the diet that you eat and how that would have helped me when I was younger. But I just found that so fucking interesting. If you wanted to make someone weak, imagine you had to fight someone to the death. Like, genuine to the death battle. It would be a bloodbath. You actually wouldn't want to. If you win, he's probably still snapped a few of your fucking limbs, gouged one of your eyes out, right? If you had to, like, do a 1v1 with a guy, you and him are locked in the cage till one of you dies, right? It would be a bloodbath. Imagine if you got to infiltrate his mind and make him believe that a low protein, low fat diet is actually healthy for him. And for like 3 weeks, he eats that fucking bullshit before your fight. Imagine you convince him to have soy and say that it's absolutely fine for weeks before your fight. Now you're like, you're being intelligent, right? You're still gonna fight him. You're still gonna need to fight to the death, but you may as well weaken him up before you do so. You may as well tell him like salt is unhealthy for him so that he's like lacking electrolytes when you fight him, so that he's just not as fast, he's not as hydrated. I sound like a fucking crazy. I know for a fact there's people watching this who know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about, and they've been thinking about this. Every intelligent person, and especially every rich person I meet, these are the conversations we're all having. It's basically the subversion of the West and how like the West is getting weaker and weaker and weaker, but the whole world is not getting weaker. That's one of the important things you must understand. The world is not getting weaker. This country's out there where vegetarianism and veganism is not on the rise like it is in the West. This country's out there that still eat a traditional diet, which is like largely unprocessed. You know, the McDonald's is still rampant through most societies these days, right? Of course, there's bullshit happening everywhere. But there's countries out there, there's men out there that actually have a clean diet. And if you're trying to compete with them whilst you have like the new age modern day diet, or if you have like Sam Sulek fucking chocolate milk or some shit, you're going to get fucked up. It's going to be so hard for you to compete. And I'm saying this from experience because I have been that guy. I can't describe to you how easy it feels for me to compete in business, in relationships, in just fitness, now that I don't eat shit that feels like it's slowing me down. If you have never been on the keto diet or the carnivore diet for more than a few days, I promise you, you don't actually realize your potential. So what I'm saying is scary. I'm saying to not eat carbs. I'm even saying to not eat vegetables. I know that sounds completely scary. Just try it for 2 or 3 days and just see how you feel. If you feel bad, by all means, go back. No problem whatsoever. We know it doesn't work for you. But you might be surprised that the first day that you get onto keto and you realize, oh shit, I can't have this bread that I normally have. Oh, my mother gave me food, but I'm not going to eat the rice. I'm just going to try this for like, what, like, you know, 2 days. You might be surprised to feel like your brain is so sharp that you're able to still work at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 p.m. when usually you're too tired and you have to just kind of like watch YouTube videos at that time. You might be surprised that you get like an extra 3 hours of productive time a day. You might be surprised that you don't feel as like bloated or slow or soft, and that you might be surprised that your dick randomly just gets fucking hard through the day, in the morning, so much more. If that's the symptoms that you get from following this new diet, bro, you might just want to keep that. Because every time that I eat carbs, you know, I'm not perfect. I make a lot of mistakes, right? I'm not perfect at all. I'll like break my diet every now and then as well. And every time that I do, and I'm just having pizza or whatever, you know, I go to a nice restaurant and I'm on holiday or whatever it is, I feel the difference. I said to my friend, you know, the reason why I don't eat carbs and sugary things isn't because of the fat gain. Because if it was just about fat, like, you know, like getting fat, body fat percentage, I'd actually be fine. Like, you know, I'm an athlete. I train hard. I'd work it off. It's fine. I'd go on a calorie deficit the next day. It's fine. But it's about what it does to your brain. It's just, it makes you so slow and soft and like weak. Once you've been in ketosis for a while, so ketosis is basically that you've not had any carbs for a few days. Once you've been in that mode, you'll notice the difference when you do actually go and eat some bullshit. You eat like pizza, pasta, whatever it is. I had a friend actually who used to say to me like, oh, but what's wrong with pasta? Like, the macros are fine. It's just carbs. And you don't realize like it's an unnatural food. Our ancestors didn't have fucking pasta. Like, rice is, okay, fair enough, it's like, you know, thousands of years old that we know for a fact. But even then, we see the rise of metabolic syndrome, of disease, from when humans started to actually farm. Like, if you've not read the book Sapiens by Yuval something, the book is called Sapiens, just go look that up. It's so fucking interesting to see human history, that humans literally conquered every land that we were found to go onto. We conquered. We overtook every habitat that we went to, and we drove all the fucking animals to extinction because we ate meat. That's what we ate. The book details exactly how humans took over the world. And no matter which place that we went to, we literally destroyed the animal habitat there because we ate them all. We are meat eaters. We are a species that should be in ketosis. I want to refer you to a few resources that you could, you know, learn more from, because education is a big part of this. So just write these down, or maybe someone can comment and I'll pin the comments. The first educational resource I watched about diet, it was a documentary, which is, it's kind of like fruity, you'll get what I mean, but it's called Carb Loaded, and it's like a 1.5 hour YouTube video that you'll be able to go and find. Hopefully someone will link it or write it down, whatever. The next educational resource is another YouTube video, and it was called Fat Chance Fructose 2.0. It's like a 1.5 hour lecture from a scientist that's basically detailing why people are actually getting fat, and that being fat is actually not unhealthy. It's a weird thing, but like when you watch the lecture, you'll actually think, well, holy shit, this is actually super interesting. Then there's the book Sapiens. Go and read that. And then there's the entire YouTube channel by a doctor that I really look up to, and his name is Dr. Anthony Chaffee. And he has a lecture on why we are carnivores. Like, basically, we are a species that is supposed to eat just meat. This is a 40-something-year-old doctor who's fucking huge, and he looks like one of the healthiest 40-year-olds you'll ever see in your life. I've never seen him with a fucking pimple or a spot on his face. I've spoke to him once on, like, on a video call. The dude is, like, literally present as fuck. He'll talk to you, and you can tell he doesn't have a fucking carb crash or that he's not tired or anything. And he's got an entire YouTube channel with like 150,000 subscribers where he's a doctor, he's a qualified fucking doctor. All he's ate is meat, and he's had water for the last like 10 years. He's had no vegetables, no fucking any of the other things that we feel like we need in the, you know, 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. He literally has just ate meat for like 10 years straight. Hopefully someone will link all that below, and then I'll pin the comments and you can just go and like have a double check. Just go and do some more research. Just try the diet for a few days. I know I sound crazy, just try it and just see what happens. We talk a lot about these weird things that you can do to beat your competition inside of my one paid program. It's called Adonis School. If you want to make faster progress to your goal, you want to make money, you want to learn how to attract women, it's the top link in the description. Just scroll down right now, join that. I promise you, you'll think it's fucking amazing. We literally just did a in real life business mastermind just 2 days ago here in London, and we have another one coming up in a week, then we have another one in a few weeks where I do like these in real life events where you meet and you network other guys, you meet me, we get pictures, we do like these big workouts together and everything, but you also learn how to like progress way faster. You get coaching calls with me, you get everything that I could possibly give you to just help you with your goals. Scroll down to the top link in the description right now. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it.